currently number one on the 5FM Top 40, Sam Smith and Normani. It's called Dancing with a Stranger. 53 minutes after 9, and every day this week, we've been putting the spotlight on wake skating, on Maddie Bass, professional South African wake skater. And I wanted to know from this dude what the world of wake skating was like in 2019, and also what sort of breakthroughs there have been in the sport that have helped it get to the pace that it's at right now. So what are some of the big things that we need to know if we're interested in this kind of thing? Check this out.
I mean, obviously the first like kickflip was a big breakthrough. And that was done shortly after the start of the sport. Like, the guys figured out the kickflips really fast. Then it became jumping down things, like going and finding a natural weir or waterfall and taking your winch and jumping actually from like one level down to the other. That's when it almost became like street skateboarding, where guys are going into spots, sometimes getting kicked out, sometimes, you know, like you've only got a couple of hits and then something goes wrong. That was a big breakthrough in the sport, and the sport moved very strongly to that direction in the beginning, which for some people is hard to relate to because not everyone can go and do that. Not everyone has the necessary tools or equipment to do it. Then the next big breakthrough was once we had these setups that were now, we went from having these natural setups to making man-made ones, and that allowed us to put rails and stuff, and then it became really, really skateboard like, where guys are doing kickflips into their into board slides, shove tricks into board slides, and that's really pushed the technicality. Now, if you're not kickflipping into a rail, you're not going to make a final kind of thing. So that's been probably the latest like big breakthrough. It's just the amount of flip tricks that are coming in and out of rail tricks.
Have you experienced a lot of injuries doing this?
I touch wood. I've been very fortunate. I've torn my pec, have a pin in my hand. But a lot of the guys, like the bad injuries, the knee injuries, ankle injuries, I've managed to avoid. So I've been very fortunate in that sense. It's been maybe a, you know, 12-week injury at the worst. But there are a lot of, like, depending on the where you want to take it, you know, you can go ride your local cable and, like, you'll be fine. You're just falling in water, you're going at a safe speed. But once you start doing stuff like the winching, where you're going through narrow spots and there's rocks and all that kind of stuff, it becomes a lot more risky, and you can definitely hurt yourself. All of a sudden, you're going 30, 40 k's an hour in board shorts, and there's like concrete next to you. So.
This has been Maddie Bass. He's one of the big names in wake skating. South Africa. It's been super interesting to go inside the sport and put the spotlight on over the last 5 days and find out what's going on in South Africa. If you want to see what this guy actually does, it's amazing. Check out his Instagram, Maddie Bass, MattiByus, South African wake skater. And he's got lots of ideas about content and different things that he wants to create. He's already doing, but more and more and more, he's doing YouTube, etc. It's a beautiful, beautiful space. Go check him out. Thanks, Maddie, for being on the show. Appreciate it.